Brazilian singer, songwriter, and bandleader Marisa Monche is the model of a modern diva. She produces her own records, organizes bands, and shapes every aspect of her career, which has resulted in a cult following in North America and hit records in South America. She has a pair of new albums and was on tour when critic Milo Miles saw her perform last month.
Fez o melhor e o pior de mim, o meu termômetro, meu quilate. Vem, cara, me retrate. Não é impossível, eu não sou difícil de ler. Faça a sua parte, eu sou daqui, eu não sou de Marte. Vem, cara, me repare. Vê, tá na cara, sou porta-bandeira de mim. Só não se perca ao entrar no meu infinito particular. Em alguns instantes, sou pequenina e também...
Marisa Monche's recent Miami performance was close to what I imagined perfect world music show would be like when I first got interested in international pop. South Florida is home to many exotic species, the human variety a relentless mix of exquisite beauty and excessive girth. But folks of every shade and age blended together at the sold-out show, united by Marisa fandom. It was a glimpse of a world without boundaries of gender or generations or even language. Miami is bilingual Spanish-English, but of course Monche sings Brazilian Portuguese. Monche's eclectic audience reflects her skill with eclectic musics. Though she doesn't like to be classified, she's really the youngest and perhaps last exponent of tropicalismo, the Brazilian response to rock and roll that began in the late 1960s. This shows up in her pop instincts. When she needs a big encore number, she goes for a stomper that suggests a tropicalismo reinvention of Gimme Shelter. With her deft nine-piece band, she made the plan seem spontaneous and careful control feel like a game. She lures you into sweeter and softer tunes by hitching them to vibrant, articulate melodies that sound like old friends the second time you hear them. Plus, she can write a samba that sounds modern, but as timeless as one 50 years old.
Tarde já de manhã cedinho, quando a névoa toma conta da cidade, quem pega no violão. Cantar a novidade. Quantas lágrimas de orvalho na roseira. Todo mundo tem um canto de tristeza. Graças a Deus, um passarinho vem me acompanhar cantando bem baixinho. Já não me sinto só, tão só, tão só, com o universo ao meu redor. Laia.
Monche recently released two albums at once, Universo Omorador, original and vintage sambas, and Infinito Particular, a gorgeous but insistently intimate and low-key modern pop collection. All of her styles have more force on stage. When she puts down her sturdy guitar or charming harmonica and does the diva thing, all waving willow arms and serpentine waist, the audience melts. But she's become a potent and confident bandleader as well. She featured each player in a number after she introduced him. Special mention should go to bassist and guitarist Daji and Mauro Diniz on cavaquinho, the traditional samba guitar. The most special stage effect came during the vintage samba, My Canary, where a pair of red paper cubes were blown about in an ornate cage, looking for all the world like two nervous, flirting birds. A perfect complement to the song's theme of uncertain love.
Pela primeira vez eu chorei, porque fui desprezado pelo meu amor. O meu barraco agora ficou desarrumado. O meu canário já não canta com certeza, se desgostou. Piu. canta meu canarinho para amenizar a minha dor. Piu, piu.
Monche's dramatic skills were in full effect for the erotic agonies of Carnalismo from the hit album Tribalistas. But my favorite Monche moment was when she used a made-up word to cast a dreamy electronic mood in Pernambuco Bucolismo.
Eu vou fazer.
The Gusman Center for the Performing Arts provided a marvelous setting that deserves comment itself. The place began life as the Olympia Movie Theater in 1926 and was the first air-conditioned building in the South. The restored original design is an atmospheric fantasy by John Eberson meant to suggest sitting in the open-air courtyard of an opulent Spanish mansion complete with statues and fountains and peacocks. The ceiling-projected night sky of twinkling stars and passing clouds is remarkable. For a moment, I thought the place somehow didn't have a roof. Everyone from Elvis Presley to Pavarotti has played the Gusman. Marisa Monche was a very worthy addition to the historic roster.
Milo Miles lives in Cambridge. Marisa Monche spells her last name M-O-N-T-E.